From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama said Thursday that he made it clear to Southeast Asian leaders gathered in Laos that the United States would continue to stand with the people of the region. President Obama spoke to reporters after a meeting of leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations.
With respect to maritime issues, we'll continue to work to ensure that disputes are resolved peacefully, including in the South China Sea. The landmark arbitration ruling in July, which is binding, helped clarify maritime rights in the region.
President Obama has made rebalancing U.S. policy with a focus towards Southeast Asia a priority during his presidency, which ends in January. You can read more details about the president's trip to Laos at voanews.com. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault in the provincial capital of Central Uruzgan province, and a house-to-house search has been launched to clear it of any remaining insurgents. Taliban insurgents had fought their way into the city of Tarankot Thursday morning, triggering fierce battles with Afghan security forces, according to local authorities and insurgents. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Thursday said Washington is willing to cooperate with Moscow to end the Syrian conflict, but only if there is first a true cessation of hostilities. Ahead of an expected meeting in Geneva between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Carter told BBC Radio that there was quite a long way to go before a deal could be struck. He said if an agreement could be reached, it would result in a number of steps, importantly, including a cessation of hostilities that could ultimately lead to greater cooperation. This is VOA News. French police were searching Thursday for two radicalized women linked to a car containing six gas cylinders found in central Paris, with four people already held as part of that investigation. Two new suspects were arrested late on Wednesday in connection with the car that was found abandoned at the weekend near the Notre Dame Cathedral. Anti-terror investigators are investigating that incident. The British Defense Minister Michael Fallon says sexual exploitation by UN peacekeepers must be eliminated. Fallon addressed the opening session Thursday of a UN conference on international peacekeeping contributions and improving performance of the troops who participate. Defense ministers from 80 countries are attending, including U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Atul Khare, the UN Undersecretary General for Field Support, says that since January 2015, about 450 troops and police personnel from 68 countries allegedly engaged in misconduct.
We are strengthening our investments in misconduct prevention, enforcement, and remediation within the resources we have. Yet, such investments must begin before troops or police join our operations. And we ask for more support from you on a bilateral basis with each and every troop and police contributor.
Again, that is the UN Undersecretary General for Field Support. The European Union announced Thursday a humanitarian program to help refugees in Turkey. This is the EU Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid, Christos Silanidis, in a news conference in Brussels.
With 348 million euros in funding from the EU budget and, of course, from our member state, we are launching an emergency social safety net. And this to support the most vulnerable refugees inside Turkey.
According to EU figures, Turkey is currently hosting over 3 million refugees. Israeli defense officials Thursday said that work has begun on an underground barrier along the border with Gaza. It's meant to block Hamas militants from tunneling into Israel. The official said the concrete barrier is set to run dozens of meters deep and is ultimately to stretch along the entire border with Gaza. However, this Hamas spokesman says the barrier will not be a hindrance. He says the Palestinian people and the resistance can overcome all the obstacles made by the occupation, meaning Israel. He says the resistance is creative and advanced and doesn't care about their procedures. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.